This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Today is President's Day. Welcome into a live discussion of the issues of the day. Thanks to the DJV clan, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. No, Jennifer's not here. No.
She's in Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii.
Having fun.
All right, so trending things, Victoria. What do we have on the top of the list?
Well, of course, President's Day 2018 is the number one top trending item. We also have Oprah is still trending. That's been pretty much all morning now. And what happened was she hosted a panel discussion on 60 Minutes last night. And I guess there were some, I didn't see it, but I guess there were some questions about President Trump and maybe his approval ratings and things like that. And he, of course, watched it and had a tweet storm, which is probably going to be the buzzword of 2018, tweet storm, and that's all related to him. So he challenged Oprah to run against him in 2018. I don't think she's going to, but we'll see where that goes. And then, of course, General Flynn is now also trending, and this is all related to the Paul Manafort stuff and all the FBI investigation into the collusion with Russia and the involvement with the election. So more of the same on that.
Yep, same old, same old. So, and it's hard to get away from a discussion of what went on. There's no question that this is something that would be with us for a while. The survivors of the massacre are going to march on Washington, demanding gun reform. There will be high school students. I'm not sure there's been a date attached to it yet, Victoria. I haven't seen a date, but it won't be long. There will be...
The date for the march. Is...
March 24th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
March for Our Lives.
Appropriately,
yeah. We were just saying that's a good name.
March in March. Yes. Yep. So, as that happens and unfolds, I'll certainly encourage. As a matter of fact, maybe I'll go. I'm thinking about that.
Well, yeah, I was just saying that last year there were a ton of marches, and obviously there was another women's march this year, and I only went to the women's march last year, but this is one I would definitely be interested in, and I imagine that it's going to be packed. There are going to be tons of people there.
Yeah.
Right. You won't be able to stay anywhere. I'll go to Rich's house and stay there.
Crash with Kara. She's probably got an extra room.
Yeah, I've got a sofa.
Yeah.
That sounds like a TV show. Crash with Kara! The teacher who was killed as he protected students in the shooting left his fiancée funeral instructions as if he knew he was going to die in a school shooting. I find this bizarre.
I didn't hear this. Wait, now tell me the details of this.
Yeah, this fellow who was a teacher in the school and his... Scott Beigel, I believe is how you pronounce his name, B-E-I-G-E-L, he was 35 years old. His fiancée was Gwen Gosselaar, and he told her while they were watching news coverage of another school shooting that he wanted her to tell the truth about who he was if he died. Promise me, he said, this is what she said at the funeral, promise me if this ever happens to me, you will tell them the truth. Tell them what a jerk I am. Don't talk about the hero stuff. Okay, Scott, I did what you asked. Now I can tell the truth. You're an amazingly special person. You are my first and only love and my soulmate.
Oh.
And then, you know, there are the pictures of him at the funeral, that sort of stuff. He was providing, he was actually trying to move students into the auditorium as the shooting was going on. He unlocked his schoolroom to let students in during the attack, and then he was shot by crews as he went by trying to lock the door to keep the students safe. I'm so sick of this.
I know.
I'm just so sick of this.
And it seems so crazy when you first told us and we were confused, you know, why would this guy be leaving funeral instructions? But it's gotten to the point where there are so many shootings that it seems almost inevitable, if you're a teacher, that it's going to happen somewhere. And
here's a tweet. This is the world we live in, where an educator has to have a conversation about what to do if he gets killed at school. And that is a good question. I was talking to Megan about this because I'm obviously concerned about her role as a college professor and what my grandson is doing, going to they have a primary preschool for the students who are 3 and older, who are children of the profs at UCLA. And I have access to the building because I'm one of the people who can go pick him up, and I've been there, worked as a little bit as a sort of teacher's aide, and I find it, it's just fun, and watch the kids getting along and learning about social things and other things. But I remembered, and Megan and I were talking about this, she said to me, "Dad, don't you remember how hard it is to get into the school?" And it is. All the doors to the school are locked. You have to show ID, and that ID has to be approved before you can get into the door. You're buzzed in two locked doors. There's an airlock, and you have to be buzzed in at both of those locks in order to get into this school. And I thought to myself, and this is a good neighborhood, Culver City, a great neighborhood in Los Angeles, and yet they want to protect the students who are there, and this is their way of doing it. And I don't know, I thought about it a little because I was annoyed the first time they wouldn't let me in. And then I went through the routine, and I understood it. And, you go back to Columbine, how long ago the students who were in school then are now parents of children. I saw a couple of op-ed pieces about the what has been, you know, this all started with Columbine, and that was 20-some-odd years ago. And there are all kinds of reactions from them. So what we need to do is not with the thoughts and prayers. I don't have an objection to that. I think they're helpful. And if the person who was so quick to judge me listened actually to my train of thought, you wouldn't have jumped to the conclusion. But that's up to you. You do your own thing. It's time we shame the politicians into doing something. Will they have shame? Is it all about money? Are they going to just be stupid like they have been through all of this? Because it's time, really, for a change. It really is.
You know, maybe somebody brought up a great point that a lot of politicians tend to ignore issues until it really hits home to them, until it happens to them. And I hate to say, maybe that's what it's going to take, is if one of these politicians has a child who's there during a school shooting, and then it hits home, and then it really, instead of the thoughts and the prayers, which again, like, I'm like you, Doug, that's fine, thoughts and prayers, they don't anything. That doesn't
well,
help.
Well, I think thoughts are things, but there's got to be some action that comes.
It doesn't bring back lives, and it doesn't control assault weapons and their availability. But it's just, I don't know what the answer is going to be, unless it's going to be, is it really going to have to just hit home that closely in order for someone to do something
and stand up
and have the balls to turn this money away?
This is how
blood money.
Tone deaf. There was a some kind of a rifle. Was it a gun show or something?
Yes.
It was two blocks away from the high school.
Yep, it was within a mile or two from the actual school, and they held the gun show, and there were people, I watched the coverage of it on the news, and the AR-15, the gun that Nicholas Cruz used, was one of the highlights, quote-unquote highlights, of this gun show.
The gun itself?
The gun itself, not the gun he used.
But the model.
But the model, they showed them on the news, there was just tables filled with them. They were just there, and anyone could go in, you go through your background check, whatever, and you walk out with one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
there was a Florida Christian school which was going to give away rifles at a fundraiser this weekend, but they canceled that. Why would you be giving away?
Was that real? I did hear that there
news?
Was. A,
is that another? Who
I
knows
know.
What the news is anymore? I don't know.
Well, I did
I'd
hear.
Give up on that.
I did hear about that, that there was that an AR-15 was being rifled off as part of the school auction to raise money. So I did hear that. I didn't follow up. I didn't know if it was true or not. But if that's true, like, what?
Again,
what is wrong with people?
Tone deaf. Well, they don't have the same values. Doesn't mean they're right or wrong. They don't have the same values that you do or I do. They just have a different set of values. But in this circumstance, it just isn't acceptable. It doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work anymore. All right, give it a rest for a minute. 16 past the hour. Here's something. Speaking of rest, if you have not yet taken advantage of all the opportunities to get My Pillows and all the ancillary things they sell, mattresses, sheets, all kinds of pillows, now's the time to go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and buy. Give the gift of a good night's rest. MyPillow 4-pack, 50% off. That's just the beginning. Tons of other things are on sale right now. Save 50%. Act fast and get yours at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Yep. Get a good night's rest. MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Jim, would you sponsor my son in the fun run?
Sure. Here's a dollar.
Jim, I know a senior manager with your experience makes between $100,000 and $132,000.
Oh, there's five.
Thanks. Hey, Sue, the director with a median salary of $95,000. Got a sec?
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here we are at 20 after the hour DJV time. Doug, Jen. Well, no, that's a matter of, I'm in that habit. Doug, Jen, Victoria, blah, blah. No, it's Victoria.
She's here in spirit.
She is.
Yes.
Right.
Always.
Okay, remember last week we were outraged in the world of technology. The Chinese companies that are making phones, that you had a warning for people not to buy them. Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Guess who's buying those phones from the Chinese? Take a guess.
Oh, boy. I was afraid that they would end up being burner phones, like drug dealers and stuff, because they'd be cheaper.
Pentagon, this has been uncovered, the Pentagon last November trying to explain why they allowed this firm you were talking about to sell telecommunications equipment to U.S. security agencies, especially since they found chips inside the phones to monitor. This is almost like you wouldn't believe that it was really true, that these people can be this damn stupid, right? They don't check them out. They don't know anything about what's the name of the company? ZTE? What's the other name of it?
ZTE, and the other one was Huawei. It's H-U-A-W-E-I.
All right.
I think I'm saying it correctly.
Yes, you asked me for my sources. The Washington Free Beacon reported, I don't even know what that is, Bill Gertz is the reporter, says that China's ZTE Corporation subcontracted to a U.S. company that purchased these phones for the Pentagon, and they had all kinds of, they took one of them apart, all kinds of stuff in them to track the military. Unbelievable. 20-
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Day, well, maybe not so much for Eric Dane in entertainment news at 23 past the hour in the DJV show with Victoria and Kara. Eric Dane, who is Dr. McSteamy, is back on the dating scene because he and his wife Rebecca have filed for a divorce. They were married 14 years. They have two daughters, 1 6, the other 1 7. He's now in the last ship, which is on TNT. So is there... I thought Grey's Anatomy... When did he get off of Grey's Anatomy? Or is he still on that, too?
He went back, I think, on Grey's Anatomy as a guest star. But yeah. this apparently is his new starring vehicle, The Last Ship. Yeah. I think it's a couple seasons now it's been on.
Yeah, so it's a summer sort of replacement show, much as anything else. All right, so that's the end of him, or at least the end of his marriage. Now it's time for us at 25 after the hour to get into the music scene, which is something we do every hour at this time on the DJV show. And on Mondays, we present to you, for your consideration, about 60 seconds of three new songs. So, first one is from an artist named Brett Denon. It's called Already Gone, from a new EP called Let's. Let's listen.
On the lawn, girls were looking, boys were nasty. Bye bye, I'm already gone. Bye bye, I'm already gone.
Do you know where he's from, Victoria? Is he American and just has kind of a weird accent, or is he from somewhere else?
Okay. No, he's American. Singer songwriter. He's done a lot of soundtracks of TV shows and things, and this is probably going to be his first big EP.
Really? Already Gone. I like the guitar. I don't know so much about the lyric line, but it might grow on you a little bit. Anyway,
he did the theme song for the NBC show About a Boy that had starred Minnie Driver. He did that theme song too.
Okay. All right. Next up is Michael W. Smith. The song's called Love Always Wins, from a new album called A Million Lights. Let's see if we like this.
Straight at me, love always wins. I had it all, but I burned it down.
What do you think, ladies? I kind of like it.
Yeah, I like it. I'm trying to decide. It's pretty chill. I'm trying to decide where you would hear it on the radio. It's cause
it's interesting. Kind of. Yes, possibly. But he's actually considered to be a Christian and gospel singer.
Really?
So this is real crossover stuff, but certainly a song that, you know, Love Always Wins, that's definitely a sentiment that we all could use
a little more of. Don't we wish that were only true?
Yeah.
All right, so Love Always Wins. Nice song, Michael Smith. Number one on the list of the three tunes for your consideration on New Music Monday. Sort of a public service from all of us here, so you know what's new in the music world. Natasha Barnes, song called You Don't Mean It, from her debut album. It's called Real, the album is.
Into wondering what year this was made, and I love that.
Yeah, this is universal. I like this, the best one of all the three. If I were to rate them, I'd make this number one. Number two, Brett Denon. Number three, Michael W. Smith. They're all okay. This is a good song, though. Nice energy, nicely done. So congratulations to Natasha Barnes. Look for that from the album Real, 28 After on DJV.
In today's automotive news, in Boston, a new startup called Shepherd is turning Land Rover vehicles into school buses. And now your child will not have to ride those awful yellow monsters, instead being whisked to school in luxury. They have a real school bus sign on the top and have full-time employees who pass tests similar to those required by school bus drivers. For $17 a ride, Shepherd can take your precious bundle of joy to any one of 14 educational institutions, if you have good taste. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BER.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The hour now. It's the little radio program that can, the DJV show, big time now with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen at the controls of our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on LeBron James, who says, "I'm not going to shut up and dribble." Sort of reminds me of the first program director I had on the big station in Boston when I was doing the rock jockeying in the 60s and 70s. Used to come into the studio and not just say it, but scream at me, "Will you shut the blank up and play the music?"
That's
all right,
funny.
So what's going on with the Cleveland Star, Victoria?
Well, of course, this has been a headline over the weekend. Laura Ingraham has criticized LeBron James and Kevin Durant, who is on the Golden State Warriors, because in a recent interview, Kevin Durant has, and both of them have been very vocal against Donald Trump and a lot of his policies. And so, of course, Laura Ingraham said her message to both of those basketball players was to shut up and dribble and keep the political commentary to yourself. Now, over the weekend was the NBA All-Star Game, and of course, everyone was there to see the big stars like LeBron James. And so he had a very clear message for everyone on his sneakers. He wore white Nike sneakers that had emblazoned across the side, "I am more than an athlete." And he said, "I am a civilian. I'm a citizen of the United States. I have a platform. My voice is just as powerful as hers, and I will not stay quiet." And so, you know, that's the battle goes on. It's one of those things that I think, for some reason, if you're an athlete or an actor, you're not allowed to have a political opinion. And it's so bizarre, because if someone was an accountant or a lawyer or a doctor and they expressed their political opinion, you wouldn't say, "Oh, shut up, you're just a doctor," or "Shut up, you're just a lawyer." People discount athletes and actors, or anyone really in the arts, as being less than for some reason, and not having the intelligence to have an opinion.
Here's the other side of that, and it goes not necessarily to whether they have the right to or whether they have the intelligence to. How smart is it? In the case of LeBron James, who is now doing a lot of advertising, he has many different endorsements, and frankly, when you identify with something, at some point now, with him, he's probably worth a couple hundred million bucks by this point, so maybe he doesn't care. But if you're making a living selling something, selling an idea, presenting a position, and you go off the rails with something that isn't popular with at least half of the people who are following you for other reasons, then it's a stake that you're making a statement, and it's above and beyond what is perhaps in your best financial interest. I've told the story many times on the air, but what Ed, when I say Ed, people have been listening to me for a long time know I'm referencing Ed McMahon, who said to me when we first became friends, "The reason nobody knows what my politics are is because I want to sell Alpo to everyone." And I think some people might be do themselves a favor and remind themselves of that if they care. If they don't care and they're in a situation, again, LeBron James may be in a different, Laura Ingraham is Laura Ingraham. She's going to say what the masses that she's appealing to want to hear. So there's no genius in that. It just is kind of what it is. It's just nonsense. It's nonsense. It's garbage talk on both sides. You know, but that's a way that, she's looking to get people to watch her TV show or listen to a radio program, and that's what it's
about. But it is interesting how we handle it, and I think the reason that athletes and actors are different than your typical lawyer or someone else who has a career is because for some reason when we look at someone to entertain us, we don't want to know anything about anything. You don't want anything that could be controversial or something else.
Well, you don't
want
to be, God, look at what Mel Gibson's career went through after his comment about Jews.
Yeah, which I understand. When you want to watch something fun, you don't necessarily want to be, you don't want to have to deal with a bunch of political stuff. But when this is an interview or someone specifically asks him, or this is something that's off of the court, he should be able to have just as much of an opinion as anyone else, because that
people take a shot at him because of his expression. I'm just saying, if you're selling something, not a great way to win friends and influence people on another side. It's too bad the country's so polarized. I wish we could do something. Maybe this is something for us to think about at some point in time. What could we do not in a partisan way? I suppose we could do the gun control thing. But the world of news talk radio, and I am kind of a part of it, but I also kind of shun the political identities because that's not where I want to be, because I want to sell Alpo to everybody. I can't always do that. But the political narrative on a lot of these programs is so negative. One guy sent me a note. Robert says, "This is like listening to the crazy uncle that you just tolerated Thanksgiving. What are we doing to make this country better, to create greater civic awareness?" And this is a perfect example of it, I think. A lot of radio stations have started, a public service campaign on the opioid crisis. That's something people can wrap themselves around. That's not political,
hopefully,
is it? Yeah. Right.
Well, this country
can make
has...
that political?
We could make anything political
I
in this country.
We can. Yeah, we can. Yeah.
We're not even surprised anymore.
No. All right, let's do some travel information here that I think is pertinent. Good news for those of you who are wondering about numbers. This is not necessarily good, but it's better than it was. A couple of years of statistics looking at traffic deaths around our country. This past year, the numbers are in, and the numbers are off a bit. That is, they are down just a bit. Officials say we still have a lot to work on to make our roads safer. And one of the things could be done is to make the roads better. See, nobody thinks about it from this angle. I'm throwing cold water on all of the arguments for, oh, we've got to make our, you know, have more police on the road. Bull crap. What we need is to have less distractions on the road. I traveled this weekend, this past 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I was in my truck delivering hay, delivering tractors, doing a lot of stuff on the farm. And there wasn't any place I went that didn't have some form of construction, whether it be because the roads are bad or some guy goes off the road and knocks a telephone pole over and you got six trucks from the National Grid trying to fix the pole and people going so fast on slick because the roads were a little slick yesterday morning. Here there was a little bit of snow and before the sun came out, it was slick. And so people driving inappropriately, many of the people who are under the age of 20 who don't have a damn clue on how to drive. They don't. Kids are not taught how to drive, really. They're so clueless, and they're so attached to those damn devices that are distracting. And, you know, you signs everywhere.
That is really dangerous.
Don't text while you drive. Who's paying attention to those? Nobody's paying any attention to those.
I was literally stopped at a red light yesterday down in New Jersey, and a cop was next to me and texting. And I was like, well, I can see you doing that, sir. So how are you supposed to be enforcing a law in New Jersey? Mm-hmm. It's a strict law. You are not allowed. They were one of the first states. Texting while driving, you can, you know, have a huge fine and points on your license. So even if the cops are breaking the rules.
Hypocritical, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. So anyway, maybe it's part of his job. Maybe he's texting back to somebody a report on something. Who knows what he's really doing? I'm more interested.
I think I saw Twitter, but okay.
I'm more interested in making the and building the roads better, so we don't have to keep this constant union reality. This is another payoff from the unions to politicians. So that you think that I'm kidding. Or that I don't know what I'm talking about. I actually do know what I'm talking about. The way the roads are constructed in this country is subpar in comparison to most other countries who have the kind of road work, the networking that we do, and the infrastructure, whether it's bridge, highway, they just aren't built to a strong enough specification. That's really what the crux of the problem is. And so now with all of this bridge work, and Trump wants to throw a lot of money into highways and fix them. And so there's lots of jobs, and there'll be cones all over the place. They're already starting. The delays on the interstates are, and they put them, they do it the stupidest time, many circumstances. You're driving to work, and you see these the cones, and they're working on something. And you know now a lot of the resurfacing gets done at night. That may be one of the problems, too, because they can't really see what the heck they're doing when they're working on the road.
It feels like, and you're right, if you've ever driven in any other country, whether it's Canada or...
No, the roads are much better.
Yeah, just drove in Ireland, and I was amazed at the quality of the roads. I didn't see a single pothole.
You don't, because that's how they know how to build them over there. They're built like the old Roman aqueducts. That's really where the tradition comes
from. But over
from.
Here, though, doesn't it make sense? I think it makes sense that the unions get these long contracts, and so they just do a subpar job to patch
make sure
everything
they keep
so that they keep, they have more work.
Keep them working. Other travel news, the hidden costs of electric cars. Did you know that electric cars at the moment are more expensive to run than gasoline vehicles?
No, I didn't know that.
And the batteries... This is something that is not counted on. Elon Musk has been challenged on this, and he says he's going to work on it. Why the battery? He's got that big plant. Where did he build that 5 million square foot plant down in South Carolina? Where did he build
it? I thought it was North Carolina.
Maybe North Carolina, whatever it is. So the amount of They're building batteries to ultimate. The ultimate goal is to save the environment. Get it. But at the moment, getting there is expensive when it comes to what it costs to make these batteries and to build the cars that are going to ultimately be much better. When you plug that car into your garage or out in the road, wherever you are, I was in my friend's Tesla yesterday, and he was showing me, because I said to him, his wife had just driven one. He has two Teslas. He drives his around as like an SUV with his grandchildren in it. It's like it's a really weird, but kind of fun to drive and to be in. And his wife took the other one and went down to New Jersey, and she just about made it to her son's house without, you know, having to run out of power. And you can plug it into a regular receptacle in a regular 110.
It's a regular socket.
Yeah, you can, but it takes forever to charge it. On the panel, the control panel, they have maps of everything. There's a screen in the Tesla. It's huge. And because everything is run off of the screen, including when you put the map in and you look at, you just call up, where is the nearest place to get the car charged other than at home? And they bring it. And they were, I don't know, 14, 15 around where we were in greater Boston. But it still isn't easy. And when you go in, you have to sit there for 20, 25 minutes to get a charge that will last for 125 miles. How long does it take to get the car when you have a regular gas engine? How long does it take you to fill up? 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Unless 5 minutes, I think. Kinda.
That is a downside, yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's,
right.
You know, Dyson, the vacuum company, they're getting into the electric car business because their rechargeable battery for their vacuums, they've perfected that technology. And I have friends who have the rechargeable Dyson vacuums. They're incredible. And they charge up, I think the whole thing is, I don't know, 15 minutes or something like that.
Is it?
So that's the reason that they want to get into the car business to rival Tesla. They think they've got a better battery.
Maybe they do.
They might.
Yep. Tax incentives are good. Does that take away from the other taxpayers? $2,500 to $7,500 for purchase of an EV? Things to think about. 11 and a half for the hour.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4885. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Singing some music for one of the Batman movies, how that relates to what happened at the box office over the weekend. Only Chuck Curry knows, and he's here, and he'll explain right after this.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
All right, 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry, Movie Moments. Big story of the weekend is actually the totals. And we don't really have the numbers to look at, although I did see, Chuck, somebody projecting $387 million in business by the time tomorrow comes around after the long weekend on the Black Panther. What do you think?
That's worldwide. Here in the United States and Canada, it's going to do around $234 million in 4 days. That is a big number. That is a new record for President's Day weekend, and clearly the film became very much an event. There's no doubt about it, and culturally was highly embraced around the African American community, which I think is actually a really cool thing. I know I went to see it Thursday night. I judged it primarily as a superhero movie. I had a very mixed reaction. I personally didn't find it overly exciting. It has a lot of good points. I think the cast is fantastic. I just didn't get into the storyline as much. What
you didn't
think?
Like the rhinos and their part in the movie?
I just thought the movie was okay, but I didn't. I don't know. I wanted to love it, but I had to be honest. I just did not.
I don't know that it was love. It was an interesting movie presented in an interesting way, an interesting theme. I think that the guy whose name I can't remember who plays the Black Panther, and it was in...
Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, I like him. I think he's very likable.
I do, too.
I think Michael B. Jordan proved himself to be unlikable, maybe just because of the part. The bad guy, real bad guy, he was the real bad guy. Well, there were two really bad guys. One was a black guy, and the other was a white guy. The only white guy in the movie... well, that's not true, because the CIA guys. If I tell you too much of the story, it gives it away, so I don't want to do that.
Right.
Anyway, I saw just 50 as, Shades...
Just as an entertainment, what would you give Black Panther? Right. One scale of 1 to 10?
7.5 to 8.
Okay. Yeah. That's not
what
bad.
About you?
I gave it a 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
I was underwhelmed.
Really?
I hate that. Yeah, I was.
Oh, whatever it is. We all see movies that we don't necessarily have to agree. You don't have to agree with anybody. You have a thought, and you're well-schooled in it. You do a lot of this work, so...
It's like 15, 17 to Paris. I mean, you didn't like it, and I liked it. And why we have that feeling walking out is it's a subjective vibe.
I wanted to have the story better told because I liked the story of the three Americans stopping the terrorist attack on the train. But it was just so cumbersome. It was so heavy. All right, why don't you give us the box office totals and we'll see where that showed up on the list.
Black Panther, $234 million, big opening weekend. Peter Rabbit did $22 million over the 4 days, $53 million in 2 weeks. 50 Shades Free, $19 million, $78 million in 2 weeks. Jumanji continues to be a massive hit, $10 million, $379 million in 9 weeks, and 1517 to Paris, $9 million. Actually, the drop off is 30%, which means it held week to week, $27 million. In 2 weeks on a $30 million budget.
Well, a lot of people want to see it, and they want to like it. I wanted to like it because I like those kinds of stories. I like good American stories. I like them.
I'll tell you one note in the box office that bothers me somewhat. The Post came in 10th. It's basically winding down its theatrical run, did $2 million over the weekend, $77 million in 9 weeks, which means this film, which I think is one of the best films of 2017, will not make $100 million. Where's the adult audience to see this film? It deserves
it. Well, and it's because it's a message that needs to be told and sold.
I completely
as
agree.
Well. A very important message on getting that information to people. People have become... like tone deaf to the realities, and it all gets covered up by fake news. Speaking of fakers, Fandango, man, what a bunch of fakers they are. Remind me tomorrow to tell you the story. Chuck Curry here at 59 after the hour on the DJV show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.